How to Develop Psychic Power. This is Aratima. We develop our psychic power safely through evolving spiritually. And we evolve spiritually when we tap into true light. And this light comes from within yourself, also called Kundalini, your inherent spiritual power. True spiritual power is developed through true meditation, which means you bring the mind to full rest and zero point. You can also do something that's a little easier, listen to spiritual music. It will also help you make gains. But of course, it's not as powerful as truly meditating and bringing your mind to rest, because when the mind moves and thinking happens, energy is being used up. More basic and also should be easy to follow is your moral consciousness. Don't do what you know is not right. Follow your inner sense of truth. This does not waste energy, because you would have to distort yourself, and that also causes energy loss. You may develop true light through intense prayer or devotion to Source, God, or through stimulating energies directly inside your subtle body via breathing, mantra, singing, visualization, exercise, etc., etc. But we also want to really look at childhood. If you have a lot of powerful psychic blockages from your childhood and there's still work that needs to be done, if there's too much programming, the third eye won't open properly and you will get distorted information. And of course, you're going to have a loss of energy. You're not really growing your energy. So you want to transform that old programming. Because just like in real life, your buttons get pushed and you see situations through a distorted or dirty lens. So these childhood programmings, these tied up energies in the lower energy centers of yourself will basically cause lack in your overall energy and in your ability to see properly. So go about a way to clear your main issues. You may do this very easily in selecting three issues that you know are stumble blocks for you. You then categorize them into the biggest issue, the second biggest, and the third biggest issue. If you have a hard time finding three issues, just think of last week or the last 4 weeks. What was difficult for you? Write it down and analyze why you responded the way you did. What was your trigger? Now next, breathing exercises that activate, stimulate, balance, and then direct energy towards your organs of higher consciousness, such as the third eye or the inner heart, are the following. You can do fire breath, which is a breath that you want to do when you don't have eye issues or hypertension, high blood pressure. You want to check with your doctor, but there will be a breath where you basically do it like this. You just breathe in and out through your nose and have your hands just relaxed on your knees or in your lap. Then there is Vinoloma, which is alternating nostril breathing, where you close the right side of your nostril with your right thumb and you breathe in through the left nostril. Then you close the left nostril and breathe out through the right nostril. You breathe into the right nostril, then close the right nostril, open the left, and you breathe out the left nostril. That's one cycle. When you do this, your energy starts balancing, your mind starts balancing. And when you come to a good balance, you might then chant Om at your third eye, is your attention, and you just chant Om. Really centering the energy. What we're really doing here is we're stimulating and we're balancing and we're directing. Psychic strength also develops via rhythm. Dancers and athletes who accompany the exercises and activities with music or rhythmical movements, they also strengthen their psychic energy, because rhythm is one of the greatest aids to psychic growth and also a way to conserve your energy. Now, the next thing is to develop your intelligence in general. Just become smarter, become a genius, have great mental strength, like the jinns, where the word genius comes from, that lives, those jinns live between the solar plexus and heart center realm. That's where the word genius comes from. So you're also ascending, becoming mentally strong, building a bridge into higher development. Then the next thing is a Taoist method to activate Kundalini in a wholesome way, less fiery. It is to work with the center and the lower back. I suggest this method if you haven't done much cleansing, feel weak, have too much nervousness, or maybe are underweight, maybe can't sleep, are fearful, and all these things. It's a really safe, wonderful, nourishing exercise. Please see attached the MP3 for the process itself. You will visualize a snow-capped mountain in the lower back area with a strong sun melting the ice, which develops moisture, steam that rises upwards through all your organs towards the third eye and nourishes the whole body and brain wonderfully. Now, the next way to increase your psychism is most powerful and relatively easy and fun. If you enjoy chanting and even singing, you can utilize any longish mantra chant. And while you sing, sit comfortably, spine straight, close your eyes, and make an active meditation. Just get really into the zone. Because what you will do here as well is you are going to redirect your mind to that beautiful enjoying this mantra, the sound. You're also having to use your breath in a certain way that will match the rhythm of the mantra, and the rhythm itself will organize your energy again. And you might find this very difficult in the beginning, so you might start only with 5 minutes or work yourself up to 11 minutes and then 31 minutes, even an hour. And you will find this quite strenuous, but that is the point. You have to grow your power by forcing access to the infinite source from which you want to connect and harness the power from, not from the shadow world, but from the light world. And there are many different mantras, Sanskrit mantras, Gurmukhi mantras, and even English affirmation that have a deep resonance for you and meaning to your soul. You can use that as well. If you really open your heart and you close your eyes and you're allowing yourself to go into a rhythm and just use your voice. Another simple way to build your powers to meditate on your core, see my core meditation attached. You may bring your attention to your heart, even hold your hands there for a while too, if you like, and just feel and see light there. Now, you don't want to just do this all the time, focusing on your heart. Most of the time, you want to allow the mind to rest in the entire core. No focus anywhere, like real meditation, so that you don't overcharge your heart center artificially. Just directing energy there will not do it. You have to digest and integrate the surplus energy in your heart in a way that evolves your soul. We always want to bypass the selfish tendencies and make good use of the gifts of our life force. So once in a while, just bring your attention to your heart, see a beautiful light there, maybe even feel the energy with your hands there, and allow yourself to enjoy this beautiful feeling. And then let go and go deeper again into an empty state of mind. So there are quite a few ways for you to develop psychic power, and these are the safe ways, and these are the ways that will spiritually evolve you, which is the whole point of having psychic powers. Thank you.